Hello, my name is Anne Walsh. I'm a lay missionary of the Most Holy Redeemer from St. John's in Newfoundland and Labrador in Canada. And today is Sunday, April 28th, the fifth Sunday of Easter season. We begin, as we begin all prayer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our gospel today is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 15. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. When I was a little girl, and my grandfather wanted me to sit with him so that he could tell me a story or just spend time with me, he often said, "Bide here a while." And I would sit and feel enveloped by his warm presence, by his love. I've always thought that the word abide is a beautiful word. It's a little bit old-fashioned and not a word we use a lot in regular conversation, but I've always loved the sense that the word abide carries of faithfulness and steadfastness. If God abides with me or I abide with God, there's a sense that we've made a commitment to one another, that God will never leave me to face my perils alone, and that I cannot imagine my life without God at the heart of it. In the image of the vine and the branches, we see very clearly that our life comes from God. We are rooted in God and planted in God. Everything that is good comes from God. And God offers to each of us the special gift of life and in life. If only we accept God's invitation, if only we surrender, God will work in us to produce even more fruit. But it can be hard for us to surrender to God. I like to go my own way, to do my own thing, to be in control. But if I let God take control, abundant life is possible. God has something wonderful in store for each one of us, for you and for me. God will abide in us. Picture that. Imagine that wonderful gift of God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, abiding in us, and we in God, remaining in us. That's the promise of Jesus. If we abide in God, God will abide in us, and surrendering to living in that kind of love will change the world. Today, as we continue our walk with the risen Jesus in Easter season, we reflect on and give thanks for the gifts of abundant life and love, God's love, and the love we share with one another because we are planted in God's love. We give thanks for those who teach us how to give love and how to receive love, how to share love with the world. Love is often less than perfect. As we try to give ourselves wholeheartedly in love, we often become aware of our shortcomings and of the shortcomings of those who tried to love us. Let's take simple steps today, simple steps toward loving and abiding in the love of God, who has chosen us to go out and bear lasting fruit in our families, in our communities, in our church, and in our world. Thus, together, we become missionary disciples.